talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone, presented by the Bet Rivers Sportsbook at Rivers Casino Philadelphia on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The action has arrived at Rivers Casino Philadelphia. Everything you want as the Eagles are in the red zone, just the way you want it. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Back-to-back plays to Ertz, one in which he didn't run. Once again, he breaks open. Carson scramble drill and finds him twice in a row.
The first one, he decides to turn into an East-West game when he literally just should have run forward.
And the Eagles now in a position. Carson Wentz has thrown a touchdown in 15 straight games. Kenny, it's time for the longest streak of Russell Westbrook. Can he get to Russell Wilson? Can he get to 16 here? Nobody's open. He's running. What will he do?
Now it's going to be a hold. It's probably a holding call.
But if it's on the defense, it's a touchdown. If it's on the defense.
Let's see. If Greg,
it's on the offense.
If this stands up, it's got to be offensive pass interference.
Or holding. But I have no idea. Yeah, okay.
Jeez. Brandon, a rare penalty for Brandon Brooks.
And that takes
some... you kind of figure when they're scrambling that long and there's a flag, it's going to end up being a holding call.
I need to see.
Yeah, let's see what it was.
Because now you're going from being the 9 to the 19.
They don't throw it there. They threw it a little bit late.
Oh, that's a terrible call.
That's a hold? Jeez, you know, this is like, this referee group.
And Alshon's out now.
Jesus. Mother of God.
So now you have two wide receivers.
Yep.
So.
You have two wide receivers, both of which, I mean, you have Greg Ward Jr. This is how bad it is. Greg Ward Jr., who got signed off the scrap heap, and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who should be on the scrap heap. That looks like an Achilles and a calf.
Yep, that's a calf or an Achilles.
Yep.
I don't think he's dogging it. That's a cart. That's the season.
Cool. Hey, Howie. Howie and Doug, thanks so much for not being prepared for yet another game.
That's the season.
Thank you so much.
The reason I say that is it's only three games after this. That's the season. I'm saying if it's just the calf, that calf's been bothering for how long?
All right, he's not going to break that. And this is the problem. You're relying on your wide receivers, your tight ends and running backs, and everybody knows it.
Yep. Getting carded. Two wide receivers the Eagles have.
I mean, how are you not prepared for personnel-wise for yet another game?
And I can't believe they called that holding, by the way. That was terrible. And Carson under siege on all these plays that are happen on the scramble drill. None of these happen organically where you drop back, put your foot in the ground, and throw. That holding penalty, and now you have no playmakers. Yet I got to hear constantly on social media how terrible the quarterback is. What Carson is? I got people saying Carson is petrified to run. He's a quarterback. He's looking downfield. Look at this.
Jesus.
Jason Peters just gets his butt whooped on that play.
That's because Jason Peters is old as hell and should. I'm not going to get him. I don't want to say something I'm going to regret. That ticky-tack holding call just took 7 off the board.
Look at this. Terrible.
Awful. And once again, a ticky-tack holding call.
Yep. So now you get to the point where... And Seth Joyner was just destroying Darby on Twitter.
He should.
The good news is the Eagles moved the ball. The bad news is they have just two wide receivers now, and the offensive line has not. The Giants' front is kicking the Eagles' fronts behind so far in this game. So.
I can't get over how bad. I'm usually not one to rip refs because you get some good calls, you get away with some bad calls, whatever it is. That's awful. That is awful that they took that touchdown away.
Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, this is a divisional game that you need, and they decide, all right, well, you know, he's been free for about 8 seconds. I mean, there's got to be a holding call somewhere. Awful.
And this isn't the first bad call they've had this game.
Yep. All right. Well, we have calls, Pat. Let's get to Jamie in Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. What's up?
So my thing is, I'm really frustrated with some of the fans of Philadelphia, man. A lot of people like to crap on the Philadelphia Eagles picks and say that they're bust.
They are bust.
I don't think that's the case.
Which ones aren't bust?
What's up?
Which ones aren't bust? Name the good picks, because it'll take you less time than naming the bad ones.
Well, check this. I can't even name the good ones because we don't know if they're actually really
good.
Hold on.
At this point, we know Derek Barnett's not a really, really good player. He's in and out. He's on pace for less sacks than Mike Wamula. He is not a very good pick. We do know that. Samalu, he cannot play. We do know that. Dallas Goedert did not take the step forward in year two that we thought. It looks like we saw the left tackle at times play well. Dillard, when he played right tackle, he was an embarrassment at right tackle. So right now I see Miles Sanders. And what else?
Well, hear me out. I think a lot of it has to do with the coaching staff.
Man. I agree with that, but who do you see? I'm asking you. Name a player that you see talent from.
Well, I was going to argue about Derek Barnett, but you kept going on the list. I think Derek Barnett is a great player. Before that, he was doing very well when he was playing early in the season, was he not?
No. He's been okay.
Yeah, he's been okay, but he was
drafted. That's all he is.
This year was drafted 14th overall.
Yes.
You want double-digit sacks from 14th overall?
No.
14th overall, you need double-digit sacks. So he hasn't given you that.
He has 12 sacks in his career. He has 12 sacks in his career.
If there's one player who's not performing, it's that player's problem. If it's all the players, all the picks that are not performing, I think it's the coaching problem. It's more on the coaching. We need to do something about that before we complain about these picks, because they'll go to other teams. Guess what, guys? You know as well as I do, they'll ball out.
I don't really buy into that whole rhetoric that if they leave the Eagles and Flyers, if they leave the Sixers,
First of all, it's not true.
Yeah, you still need talent. I mean, I could list plenty of busts from Eagles history that have gone on other teams. You've never heard from them again. Jerome McDougal, Marcus Smith, Danny Watkins, the list goes on. So it's not necessarily true, but no, Derek Barnett was drafted 14th overall. You're expecting double-digit sacks from a guy drafted 14th overall, and he looks like a nice player, but he doesn't look like the guy you drafted 14th overall who you were promised.
Yeah.
You know, what broke Reggie White's sack record.
Just like Mike Mamula. Mike Mamula, if you look at his career,
he had a nice career.
But he didn't look like should have got picked before Warren Sapp.
Sixth overall pick.
Right.
Yeah,
instead of Warren Sapp. That's where Barnett has not been good enough.
And that goes back to the issues of this front office have had with talent evaluation and drafting. It has not been good. You go down since Carson Wentz draft year, and it's literally basically just Carson Wentz was really the only hit they had. And then down since then, you have a nice player like Derek Barnett. You have what looks to be a nice player in Andre Dillard, what looks to be an okay player in Dallas Goedert, although he's had a down year. He looks to be a good player in Miles Sanders. That's about it. That's about it. So their talent evaluation, and it's been brought up on the station before, but you know the god that was Joe Douglas, that he was made out to be this amazing talent evaluator. They did not do well in the draft the past 3 years,
and wide open.
Yep.
Once again on Darby.
Yep, they're just burning Darby. Who, by the way, you have to put out there, as I said earlier.
No, you don't.
Because your second round pick can't play, because Sidney Jones can't play.
No, what you got to do is at this point you got to play Maddox. You got to play Douglas. I can't have him out there anymore. I can't. Seth Joyner says that on that touchdown, everyone else was in press coverage so that they would be able to smother because of a hot read. He laid off and that happened. You got to get him out of the game. You have got to get him out of the game.
He looks bad. He looks bad. And this is the problem. If Eli Manning starts to smell himself a little bit, which it's happening, he can get hot.
I still think he's going to turn the ball over. I still think he's going to turn the ball over.
I agree with that.
But who's going to get it?
I mean, it's a possibility they go down 14-3 right now to Eli freaking Manning. Yo, Eli, I'm 85 years old in football years, Manning. It's absurd. Like, if a guy is wide open, Eli Manning will find him. But you need to get pressure on him. You need to move his feet. Now, granted, he moved his feet he rolled out. He was still able to find the wide receiver. But you need to make life uncomfortable for Eli Manning. You can't let him just stand back there and deliver strikes like that.
Yeah.
Because he'll just pick you apart 5 yards at a time by getting the ball out quick.
Well, most teams don't go down 5 yards at a time. Nobody does that. They'll get a holding call. It's the chunk plays that Darby has given up that concern me.
He's terrible.
The 5 yard plays I'm not worried about. Nobody will come down the field on a long term on those, because then you have those long 20 yard drives. He's getting the ball out real fast, which means you shouldn't have to cover that long.
Shouldn't have to.
Well, you have to cover for 2.29 seconds. That's not a lot to ask.
No, it's not. They need to wrap him
poor
up.
Tackling.
Wrap him up.
Poor tackling.
And he ends up getting the first down.
Poor tackling.
Yeah, you know, I love Ryan McLeod. I do.
I do not.
They need to move on. They need to move on. And the problem is that's another position that you need to fill through the draft or free agency. And free agency is going to cost you. And through the draft, you have so many holes. Where do you go? I mean, the bounce there to elude Jalen Mills and end up turn the corner and pick up the first down, that's so elite. There's a fumble. Damn.
Told you. He's going to give it away.
Yeah.
He's going to fumble. He's going to give him the ball. James in Fishtown, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, James?
Man, this is tough listening, man. I'm watching on Sling TV. I'm a couple of plays behind you guys, so you're giving everything away while you're talking about it.
Well, we tried to tell people how to sync up in the start of the show, buddy.
Yeah, what'd you say?
We tried to tell people how to sync up.
Sync up?
Sync up with us.
Yeah, but he's behind us. He can't pause the radio. That's just because he's streaming it on Sling.
Well, you can pause the stream.
No, but he would be even further behind us if he paused the stream.
No, I'm talking about our stream.
Oh, our stream.
That's all good. Either way, guys. Hey, man, keep the faith, guys. You know, come on, man. We still got a chance.
That's James.
No, they do.
No, I'm not overly panicked.
Yeah, James, they still have a chance. It's just they look. The reality is they look like a 5-win team right now.
I know. It's not great.
The problem is it looks like nothing has changed from the Miami game, and you kind of had a little confidence that maybe something would finally wake them up losing to a team that was literally trying to tank. Lost them, and it looks like nothing has changed.
Let me say this. Every time Carson Wentz rolls either his right or left and then turns his back shoulder and goes the other way, I put my hands up. On that play, what was it, 10, 15 minutes ago? As soon as he did that, I put my hands up because I knew somebody was going to be open.
Someone's got to be open.
Play.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember that play?
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl year in like week 2 or 1, whatever it was, when he rolled around and then he put his back shoulder to the right, and then I knew someone was. I put my hands up right away.
Well, I thought the same thing, James.
I thought it was 6.
Yeah, and it should have been 6 if you had a tie. I tell you what, with Kittle, you see what Jalen Mills just did right there? He got burnt a lot last week. What that is on Sterling Shepard is some damn cornerback play.
Yeah, great.
Well, I don't know what Darby's doing.
But
that's some damn cornerback play. You notice all the plays have been towards Darby this game.
Unlike last week, Mills got his back turned towards the ball. Was actually able to get up there and make a play. Look, good job by the Eagles defense, which the Eagles red zone defense has been pretty good this
season. Yes, it's just really just Darby.
Yeah,
everybody else has been fine.
Yeah, I mean, is
Darby's been Darby? Basically, it's
you put Maddox on him. Like this, I mean, LeBlanc, somebody. I can't take Darby anymore. I can't take it. I can't take watching him. He's costing this team plays, big plays. I can't do it. You got to address it. This team has so many holes. It seems like every single play we're finding another hole that needs to be addressed in the offseason, and that just drives me nuts.
Yep. And more and more, I'm going to say it. I think 2017 was luck. Matt in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, guys? I'm just as frustrated as you are. I want Darby out of there, and McLeod, he's pissing me off too. But besides that, can we just go back to, you know, the two big throws to Ertz? You know, he gets down to almost, you know, it's first and goal from the 8. How do we go from first and goal to an 8 to a field goal attempt from like the 25? I got to blame Wentz there.
A holding penalty. How's that Wentz's fault that he got a holding penalty?
No, I know that. But what about on the third and goal when he got, so he got sacked on third and goal, correct?
Right. So you're at third and one, third and goal from the 9. There's a holding penalty, which
a
made it.
I mean, correct.
On Brooke.
So it's first and goal from the 19. So how's correct. That the quarterback's fault again? Just explain it to me, and I'll listen. I'm just trying to explain. It was first and goal from the 19. So they had to get 19 yards. Tell me how that's his fault. Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, you're right. It's not Wentz's fault. My bad.
No, I'm saying there are things that are. I'm just saying I just needed to explain to me how his fault.
I appreciate the fact that he admitted that, Matt, you admitted, all right, yeah, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, you're right. I was wrong.
But, no, it's all good.
I have so much going through my head right now because I'm listening to you guys. I'm not even listening to the announcers. I just turned down and I'm listening to you guys.
No, we appreciate it. No, what happened was it was going to be a touchdown, and they called back a touchdown on a ticky-tack holding call. And then basically, Alshon gets hurt. So now you have no wide receivers, which you're not going to have the rest of the game. And it was, you know, it's just a tough deal. That's all. Yeah. We're all friends here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
All right, man.
If I could have given that guy some peanut chews, I would have.
You get where I was coming from.
No, like, I do. And actually, I mean, in all honesty, I appreciate the fact that we had a caller go, you know what? Yeah, I was wrong. Because you don't hear that very often on the radio.
On the Green Zone, if you can explain it to me, I'm all for it. You just got to be able to explain it. We're all friends here. I just needed it explained. When I saw it out there was a penalty that puts a team that can't afford to be behind the sticks,
100%.
They just can't be behind the sticks. They need 1st and 10, 2nd and 6, 3rd and 2. They're not built for anything in 19, anything in 15, anything in 20. They're just not built for that.
Not with Greg Ward Jr., J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, and Josh Perkins as your wide receivers.
Yeah, they're not built for that.
I mean, two of those guys were signed off your practice squad. Two of them. So, I mean, you shouldn't be expecting much.
I love how they're showing Eli Manning highlights, but one of them is Darby missing a tackle. Look at Eli making Darby not tackle. Like, I'm just so confused.
Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland, if you have muted this game, credit to you. You're doing yourself a favor because they are making Eli Manning out to be Bernie Kosar with the Cowboys and Randall Cunningham with the Vikings. Like, he's just, the resurgence is alive instead of the reality, which is
Darby.
Darby single-handedly have given them basically a 10-point lead.
Right.
All right. So Alshon's still back in the locker room.
He's not coming back.
So apparently it's a foot injury. It's not a calf.
So it's not a calf,
foot.
Not an Achilles. It's a foot. You know, at this point, I don't need it.
Look at this.
By the way, I'm checking with Bo Wolf from the he deleted the tweet. But he said that the Eagles had three wide receivers on the practice squad. I believe they had two practice squad wide receivers and chose not to bring up either. And now they're down to just two. And Carson Wentz is once again running, but he's trying to make a play down the field, which I like. But I just don't know who's going to get open even with time.
I don't either.
You know what I mean?
Like, this is a game that Carson Wentz is going to have to win it on himself. It's Miles Sanders, Carson Wentz, Zach Ertz.
Yeah, because look, nobody open, nobody open.
Yeah, Miles Sanders.
Good thing he got positive yards,
but hip to hip with the guy. Look,
there's nobody even in the screen. No. Your quarterback's running.
No.
No one's in the screen. Break back to the quarterback.
Yeah, it's such a poorly coached team. This is such a poorly coached team.
And now
team.
3rd and 5. I don't even know if they're built for 3rd and 5, Pat. I'm serious.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if they're built for 3rd and 5, Pat.
I don't know if they are. He got crushed.
Crushed.
And Jason Peters looks freaking terrible right now.
And now someone else is down.
Jason Peters was awful in this game.
And that's Lane Johnson down. And he's hurt.
Awesome.
And Lane Johnson's hurt.
Yeah.
He's hurt bad.
He can't even get up.
Lane Johnson's hurt bad. What happened?
Oh, it was Sam Malo. I'm sorry.
No. Oh! He gets tackled into
great.
Him. So Wentz gets tackled into him.
That's got to be a knee.
And that's the season.
And if Alshon wasn't the season, then Lane Johnson going down is definitely the season.
Oh, my God.
And it's because Isaac Seumalo let his guy go.
Gets his butt kicked.
Just let his guy go. Isaac Seumalo decided, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to pick up this other guy that Jason Peters didn't get. The left side of this line is garbage. Jason, the love affair between this city and Jason Peters needs to end. He can't play. Isaac Seumalo cannot play. They suck. They're trash.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the love affair. Like, we can't talk bad about Jason Peters. He has been horrible this game. And I say Amalu is like, hold my beer. And now because of it, your right tackle is probably, I'm guessing, done for the year with a knee injury. Awful. And if that wasn't bad enough, your front office, who has, you know, 15 wide receivers on the practice squad, decides, no, we're good. We're all right. We don't need to address that. Don't bring anyone up. We're okay. And then your wide receiver goes down.
610-632-0975. We'll update everything on the other side here on the Green Zone.
97.5, The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone, presented by the Bet Rivers Sportsbook at Rivers Casino Philadelphia on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, boy. The Green Zone. Action has arrived at Rivers Casino Philadelphia. We love that place. Everything you want, just the way you want it. Rivers Casino Philadelphia. Always on our game. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Oh, boy. Look at the place, sugarhouse.com. The Eagles still minus 152. Favorites, 2.5-point favorites. And once again, screen pass, and the Eagles get loser yard. Lane Johnson out, carted off. Two carts already. You came into the game with three damn wide receivers. Let me say something once again. 2017 was lucky.
Yeah, we'll get into that tomorrow. We'll get into that.
But like, you come into the game, and I can't be mad at these players. I mean, we're mad about them doing individual plays. But what I mean by I can't be mad at the players is these players are playing as well as they can play. Where are the good players?
I'm so done with the left side of this offensive line with Jason Peters and Isaiah Moll. I'm done. I'm completely done with them. Their ineptitude got your quarterback cracked and your right tackle probably out for the year. The fact that you came into this game with literally three wide receivers when you had three on the practice squad is a level of arrogance that I didn't think this team had. That a level of arrogance that this team should not have, having lost to Miami a week ago. But they come into this game saying, we don't need to call up wide receiver. We're that good?
Come on.
No, you're not.
And now
you have five freaking wins.
Perkins is the third wideout, by the way, in 11 personnel. Perkins is now your third wideout.
It's a crappy wideout, and it's not that great of a restaurant. Perkins.
Tiger Woods loved it.
I know he did. Because nobody went there.
Losing on first down on the screen pass. Now you have a 30 short.
I actually don't hate Perkins. I shouldn't badmouth him.
No.
I don't want to be that guy. It's not the worst restaurant. My point is, though, the level of arrogance on this team, they're still riding a high from 2017, like, we're good, we got that. You don't have it. There is no switch that you flip. You're a crappy football team. Put Howie Roseman back in the basement. These petitions go around. Petition to leave the Eagles in Miami and make them walk home. How about a petition to have Howie Roseman be back in the basement? Yeah. I want him back to shining trophies. He wants to live in 2017. He wants to sit there and read Doug Peterson's book and not call it wide receivers, not make trades to improve the team. He wants to make crappy draft picks. You want to live in 2017? Fine. Shine the Lombardi trophy from 2017. But I'm done with it. I'm done. I'm done with this front office. And the problem with 2017 was, we'll get into it tomorrow. There's your tease. There's your tease for the 2-6 show.
All right. Mike and Voorhees, you're on 97.5 for that.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Terrible.
What's going
on? Yeah, exactly. I was calling in when Lane Johnson went down. I didn't realize what had happened. Do we see the pattern here? Got to keep passing the ball, though, right? I watched PTI today, and Mike Wilbon had a great comment about Harbaugh in Baltimore, how he has coached thoroughly this year, how he has acquitted himself to his personnel and to what they have and remade their image, so to speak, on offense. I guarantee you at the end of this game, we have a 2-1 pass to run ratio in a game that's still only 7 points. How arrogant is Peterson? I mean, what's going on here? Talk to me. Help me out. Does this guy have a God complex? I'm going to run my offense no matter what.
It seems like it. Now, to me, at least.
Now, he's called 9 runs.
Okay.
And 15 passes.
And, okay, so we're ahead. I'm sorry.
And the issue with the game is, I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
But so far this game, it's not the end of the world because you haven't been able to get much press with push with the offensive line. So I hear you about in the macro sense, but in the micro sense in this game, the play calling hasn't been the issue. It's been the offensive line has been getting their butts kicked at the point of attack. And that's one thing, when you don't have skill position players, you can still win if you can win the line of scrimmage. The Eagles' defensive line, by and large, has not been terrible. Saquon Barkley is only averaging 3 yards a carry.
Yes.
But and Eli is getting the ball out super fast. So the defensive line's playing, the offensive line's not playing well at all.
True.
Just being true. So I hear you, and I'm not saying that you're wrong. But you
gave me perspective on how to look at it a little differently.
Right, he's caught 9 runs. Wentz has 3, but they don't count.
It's been more even than his previous games.
Even enough. Now, you understand where I'm coming from.
To your point, though, I do agree, though, that he's gotten arrogant and a little guile complex with, you know, when he gets questioned about his play calling in the postgame shows. In an interview, he gets snippy, and it's like, dude, you don't have the right to get snippy. You have 5 wins.
Well, yeah, again, last week, 46 runs, 46 passes, 19 runs in a game. We were up by 14 in the second half. And it just, we're watching this. This is bad coaching. You know, Booger McFarland made a point about Mills and Darby, you know, that they're just not fundamentally sound. Their technique, that's coaching. I mean,
those are veteran players.
Yeah, but
it's a fake.
Coached.
It's a fake. They're going for it. Trick play. Got trickery going.
Oh, God.
Fourth down,
cool.
Midfield, they're going for something. Here we go.
You gotta call
now,
timeout.
Now,
right?
On the third down play, I think somebody got it in his breadbasket.
You gotta call timeout.
No, because then
the Giants aren't calling a timeout.
And the Giants
call
timeout.
There they call a timeout. I was going to say. Now, see, that's something.
Oh, Doug could have done that last week, you mean?
He took the words
You're allowed
out of my
to
mouth.
Do that. You guys know that?
Words
it's a legal thing.
Mouth.
Yes. Now, during this timeout, Tyler, we're going to start off with you. We'll get to you in 1 second, Jason. Around the league for a second, since we're in the middle of a timeout. The Patriots, who cheated to beat the Eagles, and maybe we look at Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid differently if they win that Super Bowl. Are the Patriots, did they get caught with their hands in the cookie jar again?
It's kind of a never-ending cycle for this team, but I have a little bit of an update on this whole thing. We'll get to that in just a second. So the Patriots video staff was seen at the Bengals game, taking video and all of that kind of good stuff, but Bill Belichick went on Boston Sports Radio today, and he said that he has absolutely no idea. It's part of their video team. In fact, I'll get you the quote. He said he heard about this. Evidently, that's our production people on the TV show that were there. We have nothing to do with anything they've produced. I've never seen their tapes. This is something that we have 100% nothing to do with.
I've never seen their tapes. We have nothing to do with it. We're just moving on. Are they playing next week? Do you know about the inside of
Terry? No, they play the Bengals next week. That's why they were filming the Bengals.
Yeah, they do play the Bengals next week.
And that's why they were filming while they were playing the Browns. They were filming the Bengals. Singles.
Yeah,
they were cheating.
We're just on to the Bengals.
Yeah, they were cheating.
I've never seen that video. We're just on to the Bengals.
Yeah, why were you filming them, though? Why during the Browns game? And it just happens to be next week's opponent, so you can get their hand singles.
I don't know. What's amazing to me is the fact that they continue to do it, and they're basically like, yeah, okay, NFL. Like, catch us.
Yeah, so
I kind of respect it in a way.
So we'll get to the update in 1 second. So the Eagles are punting, but the one smart thing by Doug Peterson, what he did do was he cost them a timeout.
Yep.
And that was smart.
Yep.
Now, of course, they should have called timeout, but so what they did was, and then the Giants are running the ball. Now, Eli Manning with the splashy stats, he's now 8-for-15, by the way, passing, almost 50% for the 110. Really, you know who made Eli look good?
Ronald Darby.
Darby. He has not made any tough throws. He's still the same old Eli, but it's enough when it only takes one play to.
It's frustrating.
Look at this tight end. Run after the catch. Look at this. And I've never seen that before.
Zach Ertz would have been down at the 50. He would have been down at the 50. Kittle goes out there, straight Jeremy shocking people. And our tight end catches the ball and turns a north-south game into an east-west game. That I'm so blown away by that play. You're wide open. You have nothing but green grass in front of you.
He turns inside.
And he turns inside and tries to fake out a defender that he already had beat. Goes back to bad coaching. As the caller brought out earlier, bad coaching.
Well, that's not bad
coaching.
Ertz going inside is bad coaching?
There you go, bad. It's bad.
How's coaching. That coaching?
You got a coach that got to go up.
That's not coaching.
This guy's been soft. He just goes. He
that's
goes
not
west.
Coaching.
Nah, it's coaching.
No, coaching. It's not.
Let me rip the coach, Ty.
That's not coaching.
Just let me rip the coach.
But that's not coaching. It's really not.
I'm going with coaching. Let me rip the coach. Oh, look, Ronald Darby.
This is unbelievable.
It's Ronald Darby again. Ronald Darby again. Beat like a drum. Jesus. Darius Slayton, 4 catches for 99 yards. I mean,
I don't understand all this.
I think all 4 on Ronald Darby.
You know what, though? This quarterback stinks. They need chunk plays, and they're dinking and dunking with one timeout with the clock running. It's 40 seconds left.
Because they're gonna dink and dunk themselves into
a field goal,
and they're okay with that. They're completely okay with that. I mean that is Pat Shurmur offense to a T.
But if you score a touchdown, you win the game, right? If the Giants get 17, it's game over. A touchdown, a field goal, it's might not a game over.
Well, yeah, well,
but you know what I'm saying? I'm going for a touchdown, it's game over.
You go up 17-3.
It's over.
You go up 17-3, getting the ball back.
That's what I'm saying.
To start the second half.
13-3, game may not be over because of defensive score. 17-3, it's over. I don't understand the Deacon Duck. Like, listen, I'm an Eagles fan, so I'm glad that they're doing it. Makes no sense to me because 10-3 is basically the same.
I'll tell you what, if they lose...
That's a deep shot, yep, though, and he's wide open.
Yep. Ronald Darby.
Wide open.
Ronald Darby. That's probably a game.
And that's game.
That's game. I need changes immediately with this team. I need changes. I need big, sweeping changes. Jeffrey Lurie better be in his box watching this go down. Darius Slayton is running roughshod all over one guy. And your defensive coordinator
running
refuses to take him out. Just ran right by him.
That's a touchdown.
Yep. Give it to him. And you know what? You know what the Eagles are going to do? They're going to run one run play, and they're going to go, and they're just going to walk into the half. That's what they'll do. They'll run one play, maybe a pass play, but more likely a run play. It'll go for about 3 yards, and then they'll walk right into the half. They'll be content with walking into the half. They'll change absolutely nothing because they don't need to because they're the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, this game's over. This game's over, sports fans.
Most arrogant organization I've ever seen. The gold standard. So they'll change nothing. They'll come out. They'll lose a game to a 2-win team. Doug will end up getting snippy with the media over questions that he needs to answer.
Look at this.
Right by him.
Look how wide open he is. Look how open he is.
You know what that is?
Now,
that is the picket fence defense, whatever it was, that Jim Schwartz had of, oh, we're going to stand right on the line for the first down marker, and there's no way you can get by us, and and Corey Davis running right by him. That's what that was. That was Darius Slayton running right by them as they stood on the first down marker, basically daring you to go deep. It's absurd. This is such a poorly coached team.
That's just Ronald Darby, big, bad player. He can't play anymore.
I would say a lot of this team can't play.
A lot of this is Darby.
I don't need to see Mrs. Manning, Miss Eli.
These are not tough passes he's making.
I'm sure she married him for his personality.
These aren't tough passes. These aren't tough passes.
I'm sure she had no idea who he was before. I'm sure he's got a great personality. Probably wasn't even a football fan. Yeah, so keep showing her in a box. God, do we have a break? Because I'm like close to just cursing on the air, and you can't do that. I'm mad at everything involving this football team.
I warned y'all about Darby.
You did.
I warned people about Darby.
Don't worry, because some astute beat writer will ask Doug Peterson after the game, did you think about taking Ronald Darby out? He said he'll either say, that's a question for Jim, or he'll say, no, we have the utmost faith in Ronald Darby. Both are concerning.
Now the national people are talking about it. Michelle Steele from ESPN. Darby just keeps getting torched. Like, it's bad enough when we have to do it. Now we got to be embarrassed. Just get out of bounds. Yeah, who's that?
Yeah,
Goddard?
Goddard? No, it's not Goddard. It was Ertz.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm not.
I think that was Goddard.
I think it was Ertz.
Ertz makes the smart football play.
Yeah, I think I think he was trying to get out, but I think he got wrapped up.
Well, I need to see who that was.
Then they won't show you a replay because it's ESPN. They're too busy talking about the NFC least. Probably waxing poetic about Eli Manning. This is ridiculous. This team is an absolute dumpster fire.
It's
and what worries me is nothing will change. And nothing. No, Doug Peterson's not going to make a coaching change. No one's going to get fired. You know what they'll do? They'll release somebody who played 90 snaps. They'll release Greg Ward Jr. Send a message.
JJ Arcega, Slayton was drafted four rounds after JJ Arcega-Whiteside.
Cool.
Just awesome. So everybody knows.
That's awesome. I love hearing that.
Four rounds later.
That's cool. Your talent evaluation is great. Six rounder. Jesus. Just go into the half. Don't even try. Go into the half.
How many people were in the backfield for that throw? Offensive line?
Offensive line's terrible. Supposed to be a strength, and it's awful. They're getting absolutely obliterated. By the New York Giants, by the way. By a 2-win New York Giant team. You can accept it when it's a good team. You can go, okay, on the surface, I understand what's going on. This team has 2 wins. 2! They're about to have 3. They're an embarrassment.
They're embarrassing. This coach is a joke.
Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson and this front office.
And a drop.
That was Goddard. Have turned this team into an embarrassment. This is a laughing stock. This is pathetic. If I was at this game, I'm leaving. I'm not sitting in the rain to watch the second half. Because there's no hope. There's no savior coming. Greg Ward Jr., J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Josh Perkins will be your wide receivers for the rest of this game. Your best player has been Cameron Johnston. That's been your best player. Your punter. This game could not have gone any worse. They learned nothing from Miami. This whole team, this front office, everybody is still on those Super Bowl floats. Everybody. Doug is currently reading his book to himself over again, reminding himself he's a good coach.
610-632-0975.
Pathetic.
Lanny, Henry, B-Hawk, we're going to get your calls on the other side. We'll talk to Tuck. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Patty, and Tyler Zuli producing on the Green Zone.
97.5, The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone, presented by the Bet Rivers Sportsbook at Rivers Casino Philadelphia on 97.5, The Fanatic.
You know what? The action has arrived at Rivers Casino Philadelphia. That new sportsbook provides what the Eagles could never provide.
Yeah, that's
fun, excitement, everything you want, just the way you want it. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's probably some people at Rivers Casino right now who can play wide receiver and cornerback better than what we've got.
That's right. All right, so Tyler's always producing. Pat Egan, you just heard him. I'm Tyrone Johnson. We're going to get to these calls real fast before we get to Tuck, because we had to push Tuck back a little bit so that we can get your calls. This stinks. Eagles down 17-3. All right, Lenny Pittman, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic on the Green Zone. What's up, Lenny?
As usual, I keep the sound down on the national TV, and I listen to the green room while the game's on.
And that's why we love you, Lenny.
Thank you, Lenny.
But you know something? You guys said, anybody that's there, I would start leaving. I could have went tonight. I'd rather sit home in the warm and watch them get killed than go there and watch them get killed. Because I got a couple observations. You know, after a while, we got to stop talking about the playoffs and if the Dallas sucks and all this. The bottom line is the Eagles suck. And I'll tell you what, I'm already going to make a couple cuts. I am so tired of Goddard. He just dropped the ball. I'd get rid of him tomorrow. Darby's
we wouldn't get rid of him, but we're as frustrated as you are.
And Kat, let me tell you something. Malcolm Jenkins, he fights more with the Philadelphia cops than he does on the field. He is a no-show. He is gone tomorrow. And where's our boy Fletcher Cox?
Well, they've been good against the run.
They don't need to run.
They've been good against the run.
They don't need to run to the Giants. All they need to do is keep passing. A good offensive person, a coordinator, could see that.
I hear you, Lenny. Henry Tampa, one of our loyal guys. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Henry's been right all season. This team sucks.
What's up, Henry?
Hey, no, not
that, bud. You can't say that. Now, I understand why you said it, because I've been close to saying it myself.
All right.
Because that's how bad this team has been.
610-632-0975.
Can't be cursing, Henry.
Let's get a bit of a, we're gonna get real fast. Tyler, we're going to let the dump rebuild for a second because we both hit it very fast. So don't worry, B-Hawk, we're getting to you just 1 second as soon as it's legal to take your call because there was some X-rated
Henry
stuff
from
there.
Tampa.
Henry goes X-rated.
That Henry's a loose cannon. you can't just control that.
So real fast, update the Patriots thing. So now I'm seeing that they admitted that they did it wrong, but they're saying what?
Yeah, so it effectively, Bill Belichick, it makes it sounded out to be that he has nothing to do with it. But like you just said, the Patriots have now admitted it, and it's basically a, it almost sounds like come find us, which is a little bit crazy to me because it's out in the open now. So I'm going to continue to dive. Again, the NFL has not issued an official comment. The Bengals turned it over to them. So now we wait for the NFL's answer to this probably fourth or fifth time that this has happened.
Can the NFL actually, for once in their life, come up with a punishment fitting of this, of the fact that they've cheated multiple times? Like, you need to really hammer these
guys.
What
they should do is everybody that's played them gets a win, and they forfeit the season, and they can't play in the postseason. So that would then make the Bills the AFC East champs, and just go from there.
I mean, I'd be cool with that. I'm just,
and then take a draft, and then lose a first round draft.
Yeah,
you can't keep on cheating.
The punishments that they receive aren't they're not enough. So they just keep cheating, and if they get caught, great. But if they don't, they don't. I mean, I've talked to members of the 2004 Super Bowl team that is, they are convinced that they knew what plays were coming.
Yeah.
The player flat out told me, he goes, dude, we were throwing out stuff where it's like they were calling it out. Like, they knew exactly what was coming.
I mean, now.
The initial argument, by the way, the show that they were filming is a show called Do Your Job, which is effectively they go around and they interview and they film different people that maybe not get seen every day. It's, you know, personal trainers. It's scouting departments. So that's what they were claiming.
But they just happened to get all their signals. Okay.
Yeah, just so happened that they were in the shot.
By the way, can we just say what it is? You really need to film the sideline of the damn Bengals? Of all teams?
That's their next week opponent. Keep talking. I got to go touch something in Iraq.
The Bengals.
You keep going, Pat.
I'm going. I'm just amazed by that. Like, pick a good team to cheat against. You don't pick the Bengals. That's absurd to me. That you actually decided to cheat against a team that also is kind of trying to tank. I can't get over it. I cannot get over it. Another thing I can't get over is just this entire season that has gone about as well as a dumpster fire. The bubonic plague. I mean, name just absolute disasters. That's been this Eagles season. It's been an absolute travesty of what we've seen, and I need people fired. I need people gone. I need people to lose their jobs. I don't want to hear they're going to evaluate at the end of the season. No, I need people gone now. You lose to a 2-win team, I need you gone. Whether it's players cut, that's the problem, though, is they cut players that start all the time. I've never seen a team, I don't know about Utah, I've never seen a team that will start a guy for 90 snaps and the next week cut him so much like this Eagles team. They do it repeatedly. Oh, you played 95 snaps 1 week? Oh, you're cut the next. It's been at least 5 or 6 times this season where that has happened. This team is a poorly run organization. It's a poorly coached team. And changes need to happen. Changes need to be made throughout the organization.
You're absolutely right. Now,
I need Howie Roseman under the cupboard like Harry Potter.
Tuck's on the line. It has now shifted. Giants -385 on the money line. And they're at 14. At the half, and it's -7 on the point spread. Where's the value right now, Tuck?
My, man. I listening to you guys, it is tough. It is a tough sled right now. Well, you know, listen, it's hard to find any inspiration in what the Eagles have done, and you know, this really, it kind of looks like they've just given up and they've thrown the white towel in, despite the Dallas Cowboys' woes and despite the fact they've done everything to let the Eagles still in the race. Obviously, the Eagles are just not interested in doing that. That said, you know, if you were looking to hedge, if you had money on the Giants at plus 400, you know, you might look at the Eagles side and look at plus 280 and lock up a nice win.
Got you.
Yeah, make it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not against hedging. It's not sexy. And, you know, I know you want to parlay and people want to make a ton of money. But in sports betting, you know, anytime you can lock up a victory, it's kind of nice. And very simply, for people out there who don't understand, when you bet plus 400, that basically means you bet 100 to win 400, getting 4-1 on your money. Well, if you got the Giants at plus 400, and now you bet on the Eagles at plus 280 or plus 300 or something like that, we're just locking up a win. You can go crack open a beer, chill, put your feet back,
enjoy
and just
life.
Go, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and be like, okay, great. I locked up my win no matter what happened.
I did that earlier this season. I had like an 18 parlay. I was looking good. I was going to win like $14 or something because I put very little money on it. And I ended up hedging big, and I was able to enjoy the game. And the team that I originally bet on in that parlay ended up losing that game, which would have cost me the parlay. But I cashed in and went to Wawa and you know, got my soda.
Yeah, and people don't realize that sometimes when you bet on a team, when there's value, like let's for example, like I liked the Tennessee Titans a few weeks ago when Marcus Mariota got benched and Tannehill came in. Now, I don't think the Tennessee Titans are going to win the Super Bowl, but I put a few dollars on them to win the AFC and to win the Super Bowl. Now, listen, when they get into the playoffs, at that point, their price is going to be much better, and at that point, I can hedge the other side and guarantee myself some money. And that's kind of the way I like to look at things. You know, when you can get value, you grab it, and you can always figure out a way to monetize it later on. A lot of people did that with the Vegas Knights a couple of seasons ago when they made their, you know, then when they were the, it was their first season in there, and people had them at like, you know, 300-1 to win the Stanley Cup. Well, you were crazy if you kept that ticket, you know?
Right.
Once they make the playoffs, why not cash that in? And, you know, you can get it at 30-1, you get it at 41, you bet the other side, and you make some money there. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with locking up a win, especially in sports betting. It's tough to win money sometimes.
No, you're absolutely right. Now, I'm looking at the total real fast. 41.5 right now. There's 20 on the board. What do you think? It actually just moved to 42. What do you think about that total in this game?
I mean, if I'm going to bet it, I'm going to bet the over.
Okay.
You know, the weather is obviously not great, but it doesn't look like it's really affecting much.
And it's warm. That's one thing. It's 51 degrees, and it actually will be warmer by the end of the game than it is even right now.
I got to imagine, this is it for the Eagles.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're Doug Peterson, if you're Carson Wentz, you look around and you go, this is the season, guys.
Yeah.
This is it. I got to imagine they're going to come out and they're going to throw the ball and they're going to put everything out there. I haven't seen any indication that the Eagles defense can stop the New York Giants. So if I'm going to bet it, I'm looking at over 41.5 right now. I'm probably looking at that. I'm probably looking at the over if I'm betting it.
Thanks so much, Tuck. We'll talk to you at the start of the fourth quarter. We really appreciate it, man. Let's see if we could be in a better mood when you call the next time. And they
sounds
just
good,
sacked
guys.
Eli, so maybe
never
something's
a doubt.
Good.
Never a doubt.
All right. All seriousness. 610-632-0975. Eagles force the Giants to start their second half,
which is huge,
with a three and out. Eli throws an incompletion, then a bad run, then a sack by one Vinnie Curry. Eli just dove on the ground. 610-632-0975. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. We promise. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli producing here on the Green Zone.